Such an incredibly rich parsha, Parshas Mishpatim. And one of the parts of unusual richness of the parsha is the blend of halacha and agada. The first two-thirds or so of the parsha are chock full of dinim. But then the Perek of Dalet is incredibly important agadata. Perek of Dalet is the second half of the story of Mamon Har Sinai. If you ask when does Mamon Har Sinai happen, you usually say it's Parshas Yisro. So that's true, but not completely true. In Parshas Yisro, and then in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Yisro, perhaps Parshas Yisro, the focus is on the conveyance of content of Torah. Parshas Mishpatim is on the Krisas Bris, which again, in a sort of larger thematic sense, may correspond to the two aspects of Torah we talked about the other day, in terms of learning information and versus Torah as a way of meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is a spiritual experience. So the first aspect of Matan Torah is the one that appears in Yisro, the Matan Torah. The Krisas Bris, which corresponds to the second aspect of Talmud Torah, the rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that seems to be the focus of Parshas Mishpatim. And the Pesukim talk about the sprinkling of the dam on the by Moshe Rabbeinu on the Jewish people, and the Gemara point in Bechoros talks about that as being a significant. Yevamos talks about that as a significant part of the Geirus of Klal Yisrael, and if there was a Hazaah, presumably there was a Tevila. That's the source for Tevila as part of the Geirus process. And then there's a mysterious couple of Pesukim near the end of this. Pesukim Yud, Yud Aleph. The Moshe and the Zakenim and so forth, and Bayurus Elokei Yisrael. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And Bayochul Bayishtu, eating and drinking. Eletzile B'nai Yisrael Lo Shalach Yadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't strike them down, and they're eating and they're drinking. What's going on? So you take a look in Rashi. So Rashi says this was terrible. This is horrific. They really deserve an onesh. They really deserve an onesh. What? You have this incredible nevuah, this extraordinary degree of Ashura Sashchina, and you're sitting around and having a party, you're sitting around having a suda. Where's the Yerushalayim? They really deserved an onesh for this lack of a cup. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not yet. Well, now is not the right time. The punishment is going to come later on. That's the way the approach that Rashi takes. And that's going to be, that this is a part of what leads to the, ultimately, the death of Nadav and Avihu in the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But take a look at the Ramban. Ramban sees, has a totally different take on this. Ramban, unlike Rashi, Ramban sees this as being an incredibly positive thing. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. In Pasuk Yud, he talks about the fact that, among other things, what does it mean? You were still okay, Yisrael. Doesn't mean they didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God doesn't have a body. They see the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had different angles on that. Al derech pshat, al derech sod. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ve'latzilei b'nei Yisrael. Came the nobles of Kalal Yisrael. Nadav Aviyu v'azkenim anizkarim. This is Nadav and Aviyu, as well as this came that were mentioned previously. Kram ken ki netz aleim ruach elokim. The Ruach of Ribbono Shel Olam poured onto them. May Atzileha create, they have been endowed with the Ruach Elokim. Shnei Atzalei Meirucho. They were nobles. Either they had Ruach Elokim or they had covered Malchus. V'tam lo shalach yado. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send his hand at them. They weren't punished. And Rashi says it means they deserve to be punished. It was inappropriate. But Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to postpone. Ramban says Atam lo shalach yado bavursha marva konim elam lo yeresu alo silshem ben yifrotzba. There have been rules about where the people are allowed to go, boundaries for Har Sinai. Hodiya b'kan says Ramban shenizaru b'kaf lo parts ben parrots. They were careful. Rabban says they did everything appropriately. And they were on the Madrega that they were right to see what they saw. And they were right to go where they went. It means that they had an incredible Ashras Ashkina and they only went up the mountain as far as they're allowed to go. And what's Vayochul Vayishtu? What's Vayochul Vayishtu? What's Vayochul Vayishtu? And here we go. So the time of Yochel Rishtu, what's the meaning of that? They're eating, they're drinking. It means they're eating and drinking. For Rashi, it means they're eating and drinking and sort of being too nonchalant in the presence of such an extraordinary Gilui Shechina. Rabban says, no. What do you mean? What are they eating? What are they drinking? Achlu sham hashlomim besachta sahar of Nei Elokim. They're eating the carbon shlomim down at the foothills of the mountain. Not up the mountain. Terem shashuvu aleim. Not they're on the mountain they're eating. That's inappropriate. No, it means they went back down the mountain, but they went down the mountain, and then once they got to the bottom, they would walk across horizontally to get to their homes. So Rabban says they went down the mountain. They didn't eat on the mountain. But when they got down the mountain, at the foothills, before they walked across to their homes, Terem Sheshuvu L'Halehem, Tachta Sahar, they ate the carbon shlamin that was previously mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu had checked these karbanas and sprinkled the dam and klal Yisrael as part of the geirus, as part of the krisas bris. Ki hashlamim to unim. Why are they eating there? Ki hashlamim to unim mechitza. V'nechalim Yerushalayim lefnim menachoma. Uveshila b'chal haroi. This is very fascinating. He says, karban is bounded in space. Whenever you bring a karban, let's say in Yerushalayim, when you're in a permanent Beit HaMikdash situation, Kravas HaKarbanos, Avodas HaKarbanos always happens in the Azara itself, or in the days of the Mishkan in the Chatzer. Either way, it's the open air space, the Mukav Mechitzas that surrounds the building of the Beit HaMikdash. That space is called in the Mishkan, the Chatzer, in the Beit HaMikdash called the Azara. That's where the Mizbeach is, that's where the Kiyar is, and that's where all of Avodas HaKarbanos takes place. In that space, that's Pesach Ol Moed, the open, bounded space, Mukaf Mechitzas, that's opposite the open door to the Ol Moed, the open door to the Heichal. That's where Avodas HaKarbanos always takes place. Where do you eat Karbanos? Where you eat Karbanos depends whether it's Kachim Kalim or Kachim Kachim. The more holy Karbanos of Kachim Kachim are eaten in the Azara itself. Gemara says, based on Psukim, that by Kachim Kachim, by Mincha, by Chatas and by Asham, Ola is Kachi Kachim, you don't eat it. Mincha Chatas and Asham, Vachlu Asham Asher Kupar Bohem, the Achilas HaKarban is itself Achilas the Kapara. We see that Achilas HaKarban almost like one that Avodas HaKarbanos. It's only male Kohanim eating it in the Azara. Mamash like Avodas HaKarbanos. Kachim Kalim are not necessarily eaten by, often are eaten by non-Kohanim. Even when they're eaten by Kohanim, they're eaten by both men and women, and by children, and by the Avdei HaKohanim, it's Cohen's family. So it's not an and, it's eaten once you have Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim, it's eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. It's a Kadosh act, it needs to stay in a Kadosh place. The Lav Dafka and the Azara can be anywhere in Yerushalayim. Now, and then the Ramban references, so when the Mishnah Yisrael point out that you weren't always bring Karbanos Yerushalayim. What happened pre-Yerushalayim, pre-Beis HaMikdash? So in the days of Mishkan Shiloh, for several hundred years, that preceded the first Beis HaMikdash, B'Shiloh, the Mishnah tells us, B'chol HaRoeh, the equivalent of the city of Yerushalayim, was anywhere within eye shot, within visibility of Mishkan Shiloh. So there was a sort of a zone, Mishkan Shiloh itself, that was like the Beis HaMikdash. Then B'chol HaRoeh, as far as you could see, that was equivalent of the city of Yerushalayim. So he says, how about here? He says, how about this? This is even before Shiloh. This is even before the Mishkan. So this is like, sort of like, you know, they brought that Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. They didn't have a Mizbeach, so they put the blood on the Mashkev Shtei Mezuzos. So here too, you have to, what's the equivalent? You don't yet have a Mishkan. So what's the equivalent of Yerushalayim? What's the equivalent of B'chol HaRoeh? In other words, where can you eat? Shlam is a kachim kalim. So Ramban says, that's the pshat. Kan, Here, Harsin, coming off Harsinai, Hayo Nechalim Lefnei Mizbeach Tachas Ahar Lo Bamachane. That's why they had to eat it, the Karbanos, right at the foothills of the mountain near the Mizbeach, as opposed to going, walking across, away from the mountain towards where they lived. Once they got to the Machane, that was too far away to eat the Karban. Is it okay? So that's Pshat and Vayochu. That's why they're eating. It's appropriate, says around. Nothing wrong. Unlike Rashi, who says it was a lack of respect, no, this was beautiful. Not on the mountain, down the mountain. So why are we talking about it? Because they couldn't go home. It was right down the mountain in the area that was appropriate for eating kachim kam like the Ishlam. And how about the drinking? What are they drinking? Tam Vayishtu. Here he says a famous Chiddush Rabban. Sha'asu Simcha V'yom Tov. Says usually a Mishnah sounds like there's a mitzvah of Simcha, like Simchas Yom Tov. Basar V'yayin. So where's the Simchas Yom Tov? Kichein, where's the Simcha? What was Mechayiv Simcha here? It says, Rabosai, this Pasuk, Perichavdal, Pasuk Yidalf, is a Makar, Kichein Chova, is a Chiyuv, L'smoach, B'Kabbal HaSatora. They're just, they're in the process, they're engaged in the process of Kabbal HaSatora. It's a Pasuk in Chumash that records an obligation to be Mesamech, physical Simcha, in response to Kabbal HaSatora. Kasher Tziva, B'Kastom, Kol Divrei HaTorah HaAvonim. Just like later on, in Chumash Dvarim, in Parshas Kisavo, they get a mitzvah that when they're going to cross over the Yarden, they're going to commit all of Torah. They write down the discussion. How much of Torah are they writing on these enormous stones? And that was part of the process of crossing the Yarden, and that was part of sealing the, what was that doing? Teaching Torah, recording Torah as a cross in the Yarden. And presumably, it seems like he's saying that was like a Kabbalah Satorah. Perhaps sealing the deal, or demonstrating the fact that entering Eretz Yisrael took their Kabbalah Satorah to another level. Now we're Tzibur. Now we're a Klal Yisrael, like the Pesukim talk about Nitzav. It won't just be a collection of individuals, now it'll be a Tzibur. So that as the Gemara talks about near the end of Sota, so there's a whole other level of Arevus, a new degree of Kabbalah Satorah, signified by the writing of the Torah on the enormous stones that Pesukim describe in Kisavo to be done in conjunction with crossing Yarden. He said, Ramban says, look at the Pesukim, those details we tend to ignore. The Pesukim there say, you're gonna write Aloha Vanim, Vizavachta Shlom Vachalta Sham, Vizavachta Sneshan Lakecha, says the Chumash Parash Kisavo, and you're gonna write the Torah on the stones, and you're gonna bring a carbon shlom. Why bring a carbon shlom? And you can be Misameach, the Chumash says. Meaning, says that's the same thing. It's the same as this carbon shlom. There was the Achilas Hashem in both cases is an expression of Simcha. Simcha of what? It's not a Yom Tov. No. Simcha of Kabbalah Satorah. And he says, I'll show you another example, says Rambam. Hachacha Manos and Lach, the famous dream that Shlomo has, right, where Rabbi Shlomo asks him, what do you want? And do you want fame? Do you want power? He says, I want Chachma. Gosh Baruch says, you chose well. What happens right afterwards? He comes to Yerushalayim, Vayas Mishtelecha Avada. He makes a Suda. What type of Suda? Why the Suda, says Rambam? That is Kabbalah Satorah. And what does this have to do with us? Let's close with this. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mikan Sha'osin Mishnah Lihigamra Shal Torah. That's how you know that you make a Su'uda Lihigamra Shal Torah. What we call a Siyam. Who says, some people think that Siyam is just an event that occurs during the week that precedes Tisha B'Av. But it's really not. They might occur then as well. But the notion of its physical expression of simcha, a su'uda, in response to make a major region, a major milestone in one's Talmud Torah, that says Ramban, that's mamash psukim l'chumash. See, he says Davra Melech, it's not just even Torah. Says Davra Melech made a su'uda in response to the donating. Towards building the Beis HaMikdash. David Melch would never get to build it, but they put together materials for it. Af kan, b'yom chasunas ha-Torah, kein aser. The day of the chasun of the Torah. This is the day of the Krisus Bris. That was the notion of Sudas Mitzvah. That's attested to by David Melch. And me'al kulam, this is the paradigmatic Sudas Mitzvah, he's saying, is Asim. is a major milestone in Kabbalah Satorah, a major milestone in learning, or in some other mitzvah, like building Beis HaMikdash, so that B'yom Chasuna Satorah Kein Asu, and that is the positive pshat the Rabban gives, V'yochel Yishtu, this is the makar for Asim. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy your lunch, speaking of which.